This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Maryland is one of 45 states that has adopted what's called the Common Core standards for curriculum in public schools. The Maryland State Board of Education adopted them in June 2010, but this is the school year the standards are being implemented, and the movement against them by some parents and teachers is building steam. Tensions seem to have come to a head in this legislative session. Several bills to delay, limit, or outright repeal the Common Core standards have been introduced in the Maryland General Assembly. Republican Delegate Michael Smigel of Cecil County is a sponsor of a repeal bill heard this last week in the House Ways and Means Committee, and he joins us by phone. Delegate Smigel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Why do you think Common Core should be repealed?
This has never been practiced anywhere in any state or in any country has the Common Core been implemented or been successful. You have tremendous problems that are occurring with regards to the teaching of the math. It's actually causing students to have problems and drop. It's dumbing down. Because they've went from using the computation methods to now employing a sentence method. If you put the computation together and get the right score, the child is given a failing grade because they did not use the sentence structure that was being taught now. If you put the sentence structure together and get the wrong answer, you're being given a passing score. Those who were responsible, the doctors, for putting together the Common Core mathematics to find out whether or not it would actually teach and improve the scholastic standards refused to sign off and said this is not a good method of teaching mathematics.
What I'm hearing from you is so strikingly different than from what Superintendent Lillian Lowry told us when we talked to her about Common Core last fall. I want you to hear a bit of what she told us. We talked to her in September 2013, and she explained what Common Core expected of students.
It adds more rigor earlier because if we want our students to be college and career ready when they graduate from high school, we need to know what essential knowledge they need at each grade level. We've always had standards, but these standards, the Common Core standards, were developed in concert with higher ed and with the workforce representatives to determine what those skills are, and we backward mapped what they need. So what we now are doing is talking about what they need to master in pre-kindergarten, elementary, middle, and high to graduate from high school. It also really does look at higher order thinking skills. So we're going beyond just students knowing information and understanding information and focusing more on the higher order thinking skills where students can synthesize information and actually make new learning and new knowledge. It compels them to not just memorize formulas and regurgitate them to get the right answer, but to be deeply thinking about what they're doing, why they're doing, and how that becomes portable from one subject area, one course to the other.
Delegate Smigel, obviously that's not the way you're seeing core curriculum.
Absolutely not. And there are no statistics at all to back up the goals and the lofty aspirations that she has. What we know is that Maryland has bragged that they are first in the education for high schoolers throughout the nation for the last 3 or 4 years. Yet we also know that 57% of those who graduate from high school, 57% who go to both a four-year university and a community college, have to take remedial courses. If we're the best in the nation and the number one school system in the nation, we have serious problems. So how can you say that when we went through No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, and now we're going to go on to Common Core when we haven't even completed the previous standards that were set? And then you have a new problem that comes up where the federal government is strictly prohibited under federal law from setting curriculum for the states. What they did was offer a $250 million bribe to the state and say, here, we're going to give you this money if you'll voluntarily accept these. When these curriculum came out, the standards came out, they are copyrighted. So then the teachers could not have input. The parents could not have input. You had to accept exactly as it is being put forth.
Let me pick up on a few of those points, but first let me remind listeners, this is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking with Delegate Michael Smigel, Republican of Cecil County, about the bill he introduced to repeal Common Core curriculum standards in Maryland. You heard at the hearing before House Ways and Means, but I'd like our listeners to hear what Jack Smith, Chief Academic Officer of the Maryland State Department of Education, testified about local input in curriculum.
Curriculum in Maryland will continue to be developed locally. There are Maryland College and Career Ready standards, and they are indeed based on the Common Core state standards. The autonomy available to local school systems is still tremendous in terms of deciding what will be taught when, the scope and sequence, so to speak, in terms of instructional materials, decisions about how the curriculum will be delivered in terms of instructional strategies.
So, Delegate Smigel, you do not believe that localities will have enough control?
They have no control. When you set the federal government says, here's the standards that you must achieve, then that curriculum that and the availability of time and subject matter has to be geared toward achieving those, or there are severe punishments that are placed upon the schools after failing 1, 2, 3 years to address those. Take a step back. Let's find out. This has never been tested anywhere in the world. It's just getting tested. And those who have begun down this road before us, the other states, are having such serious problems with the students who are A students in third and fourth grade dropping their grades tremendously because of the new methods being implored upon them. The parents can't help, the teachers can't help, and there are some, now we have a, for the reading and the English, we have a set of books that are going to be okayed by the federal government to be on your reading list. That's not what we do in this country.
You mentioned the federal grant money that came along with adopting Common Core. As I understand, it's something more than $500 million that has come to the state. Would that money be lost to Maryland if your bill passes?
No other state has been asked to give the money back. They've been given waivers. And so they haven't been asked to give the money back. And quite frankly, I have a real problem with the federal government being able to use money that came from the states in the first place as an incentive or and also a carrot and a stick to force them to accept these federalized standards of education, which are strictly prohibited under federal law currently. And so I don't really think that the $500 million would be asked to get back, but when you look at the long-term cost, it's going to be much more than that $500 million. Just testing alone right now is at over $100 million additional. Teaching teachers, getting them prepared, the computers that are going to be needed, teaching the children in the labs that only have 1 hour a day now, or 1 hour a week in the computer labs to get up to speed to take these tests on the computers, we're going to spend much more. It's going to be in the billions. So that $500 million incentive, I'd rather give that back, but nobody has been asked to give it back.
If your bill passes, what would replace Common Core in Maryland?
How about we just stay with where we're at with the race to the top? We haven't even completed going down there yet. If race to the top, we've spent billions of dollars getting ready for that. Plus, we have till July to back out of this. Under the agreements, July of 2014, they still have to back out.
Even some of your supporters seem to be saying that repeal is not likely. They are looking for delay in implementation. Would that satisfy you, delay?
For now, yes, because I think the more we delay, the more we'll find about the problems, and the less likely it is that we're going to implement and make, as part of the system, problems that are going to be systemic and create long-term problems for our children's education, and we'll have more children needing remedial courses when they head off to college.
Delegate Smigel, I appreciate your talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you looking into this very important issue.
Republican Delegate Michael Smigel of Cecil County. We turn now to a parent with concerns about Common Core standards in Maryland, a parent who is also an educator. Margaret Bibbo testified on Wednesday. She's an instructor in communications at Anne Arundel Community College, but stresses that she's speaking for herself, not AACC. Her two children attend a parochial elementary school, which is using the Common Core. Margaret Bibbo, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for focusing on this subject.
What is your biggest concern about Common Core?
The standards were not developed by educators. The standards were not field tested. They were not validated. And by that, I mean that even the subject matter experts in mathematics and language arts would not sign off on the standards. I believe that they have been adopted for financial incentive, and there was no parental input in the process. And even if you could take all that aside, which is very difficult to do, the components and tools are not ready, And, oh, by the way, it hasn't been paid for either.
Are there elements of the Common Core approach that you think are worth keeping?
I can't be sure. I know that the standards or the talking points for the standards purport to focus on an increased rigor and an increase in focus on critical thinking. And while I think those things are very important, there is no evidence yet that these standards accomplish that. And not knowing whether or not these standards have made a difference for the better anywhere, I think the jury is still out.
Now, you made a reference that parents were not included. I think the State Department of Education says there were some workshops and flyers that went home, et cetera. What would have been, in your view, the right way to involve parents?
I think that when these standards were first being considered for adoption, that was the time to bring in the classroom teachers and the parents for input. I can speak from my own experience that I was not aware that the standards were being referenced or incorporated, or that teachers had been trained, or that any materials were being used, all of which are the case in my children's school, until after the school year began.
Could that be because you were students are in parochial school, not public school? I mean, do you think the experience is any different in public schools?
I certainly can't speak for all public school parents, but I can certainly recall the testimony of many of the parents who testified earlier this week, and they certainly seem to have the same experience that I did.
Were you surprised at the number of people who came to testify before the Ways and Means Committee last week?
I was encouraged to see the number of parents and local legislators who came to testify. There were some retired teachers who also testified. I don't know if perhaps some of the current teachers were reticent to come forward, but I do think that it is worth noting that there were no local legislators, nor were there any parents, nor were there any teachers who came to testify against the bill or in support of Common Core.
So at this point, what changes would make you more comfortable, or is there nothing except completely stopping this approach that would make you comfortable?
At this point in time, I don't think it demonstrates common sense to move forward full speed as we seem to be doing, implementing something when no one knows whether or not it will make a difference for the better.
I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for focusing on the subject.
Margaret Bibbo, an educator, is the mother of two kids in elementary school in Anne Arundel County. Earlier, we spoke with the sponsor of a bill to repeal Common Core in Maryland, Republican Mike Smigel of Cecil County. At our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, we have more on his bill, a link to our full interview of last September with Lillian Lowry, and more information on Common Core in Maryland. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, the latest in tech news. Stay with us on 88.1.